We're going to get to a gentleman that joins us on the program, a friend of the show, a sometimes enemy of the show. No, I'm just kidding. Wayne Simmons is on the show. I saw Wayne the other day when I went down to BioSteel Camp at Simmons 17. How's your summer going, pal? Thanks for doing this.
Oh, no problem at all. It's going great. Why am I an enemy?
Oh, no, I'm kidding. I've known you a long time. I think I've known you since when you played for the LA Kings, and it's been a pleasure to see you grow into the leader that you've become in Philadelphia. And before we talk about that and talk about the BioSteel Camp, tell me about what your street hockey tournament was like this year. It sounds like it was a pretty big success, and how much it means to you to give back here in the city of Toronto.
Yeah, it was. So it's Wayne's Road Hockey Warriors, and this year was our fifth annual. We probably about doubled the amount of kids. I think we went from around 80 to 155, somewhere in that ballpark. So it was a great experience. And this year we had, a lot of female hockey players come out. So we decided to add, a couple WNHL players, to our celebrity guests, which I thought was huge because I noticed over the last few years that, we've been getting a lot of young ladies who enjoy the sport and want to come out and play. And, I thought it was only right that they could have someone else besides the NHL players to look up to. So that was a great aspect of it. I think we've done better than ever this year. So, obviously it means a lot. I got a lot from the community growing up, and this is just one way that I can give back.
Yeah, and you get some help from Sport Check, and I know there's a lot of people in the community that kick in, and you got like a signed football from Donovan McNabb from NFL Canada. It's nice to see people kick into a concept and an idea that you have that you make come to fruition. How rewarding is that for you?
Yeah, it feels unbelievable. I promised my mom that I'd always give back if I ever made it. So, I think, just to have her happy, to have all my family happy, I think, and obviously first and foremost, get the kids' interest peaked in hockey, and just to see their smiles, every single year on that day, it just brings, it just makes me smile that much more throughout the year, knowing that I can have such an impact on, the future generations coming up.
And when you were growing up, was there anybody that had an impact on you, or are you doing this because you saw a void for yourself, or is it just something that came to mind to do?
When I was younger, probably say 10 to 12 range, I'd always go to Skills Hockey Camp, it was called. And it was run by a gentleman, Kirk Brooks. He had a camp with Kevin Weeks. Well, it was Kevin Weeks' camp. It was Skills Hockey, and Kevin Weeks was, he was the top. He was the one who decided to get everyone going and figure everything out. So, I think I kind of took my lead from Kevin there. And, I thought he did great things for the community. And I met a lot of young players there, Chris Stewart, Anthony Stewart, other guys, Nathaniel Brooks, guys who are around my age but a little bit older who actually ended up being mentors to me. So, I'm still great friends with those guys to this day. And, I thought, maybe I could hopefully build something like that. So that's kind of where the idea came from, just a little bit different. Mine's ball hockey, his was ice hockey. So,
if you're just joining us, Wayne Simmons from the Philadelphia Flyers, the Simmer, the Wayne Train, Mr. Train, you can hashtag all of them. You can follow him on Twitter at Simmons17. Look, you're talking about Kevin Weeks, and you mentioned Chris Stewart and Anthony Stewart, and yourself, and Devontae Smith-Pelly is also at the BioSteel camp. You're all black hockey players, and you grew up in Canada where the environment in terms of race and race relations is significantly different than the United States. And you've played your career in the United States. You played in Los Angeles, and then you played in Philadelphia. Describe being a black athlete growing up in Canada and then playing in the United States. Are there differences? Have you noticed any? Look, we know what happened with you in London in the exhibition game, but since then, what have you noticed? What's your take on it?
I don't want to say it's completely gone, racism in the game, because I believe it's not. I've had situations arise where, I've had things, said to me or done to me, but I think for myself, it's kind of a motivator. you know, growing up in Canada, you got, you know, I think it was a little bit different. Obviously, hockey is life in Canada. So, you know, you grow up as a young black kid, and everyone's playing hockey around you and things like that. So it's easy to get into. It wasn't that tough. My dad was actually a big fan of hockey. I don't know why. He never played hockey, but, you know, he was the first one to ever get me on skates. But, you know, I think it's just easier in Canada. I think the States is kind of, you see, it's as it's going now, I don't want to say it's segregated, but, you know, I think you feel it. You feel it a little bit more. You feel it a little bit more in the States as, you know, whereas in Canada, it's, you know, especially in Toronto, it's like a melting pot. You got every single culture. You got everything here under the sun. It's like a rainbow. So, you know, I think you just don't feel it as much when you're growing up in Canada. And then when I moved to the States, you know, I started to notice it a little bit more. But, you know, I'm always around good people, so it doesn't really have an effect on me.
Wayne Simmons is our guest. You're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and participating in the BioSteel Camp. Flyers are a team. You played in Los Angeles, and you were there during a time when the team was growing together, and you were one of the younger players. And now you're in Philadelphia, where you have a significant amount of younger players and some really good young players. And you're still young, but you're a leader now on this team. Talk about those two situations and how you're approaching being a leader on the Flyers.
I got to be way more responsible nowadays, that's for sure. you know, I remember being younger and, you know, playing in Los Angeles and, you know, having the older guys look after me, you know, Matt Green, Sean O'Donnell, you know, guys like that, you know, they always had our back, the younger guys, and they always watched out for us. So I'm kind of trying to take on that role now. You know, I'm trying to be an older player, be more responsible, you know, just lead the way on and off the ice for, you know, the guys that are coming into the Philadelphia Flyers and the young players that we already have. We got, you know, a tremendous hockey culture in Philadelphia, and, you know, I'm just happy to be part of it.
So as you've gotten older and you've been participating in the BioSteel camp for several years now, and we know how many hockey players are from Southern Ontario and some guys even that aren't from here come in here to train. Talk about the camp. It's a short period of time. And it's a 4-day camp, and I know that a bunch of it is fun, but Matt Nichol runs you guys through the paces. He's a very well-known strength and conditioning coach and helped create BioSteel. Talk about the impact of a camp like this for a guy like you as you get ready to start the season. We know that the season's going to start a little bit later this year because of the World Cup of Hockey. How important is something like this for you every year?
I think it's unbelievable. I think just, you know, just to get your feet back under you. You know, you skate throughout the summer, but nothing's really as intense as when you get 40 guys together and you start running NHL practices again. So that's kind of what this is. This is like a mini NHL training camp. You know, you got guys in from all over, like you said, Southern Ontario, or even guys in from the States. So it's interesting. You get to meet a lot of guys from around the league, sometimes that you wouldn't know. And there's a lot of guys here that, you know, I've got the opportunity to know that I play against that I probably wouldn't have liked in the past, but, you know, you spend time with these guys for, you know, 4 days straight, you're doing everything together, you get to know someone pretty good, so it's a really good experience.
It kind of sucks, though, right, when you hate a guy and then you meet him and he's actually okay?
Yeah, it's kind of, that's really crappy, actually, because then you feel bad when you punch him in the face the next year, but it still gets done, he still probably gets punched in the face, but... You know, you have hockey's hockey, you know how it works. It's the old adage, you know, you're never friends on the ice, so when you get off the ice, you can have a beer with a guy. So I think that's one of the great things about our sport.
So you're a guy who has an interesting role in that you score goals, you create space for other guys, you have a compete level that's incredibly high, and yet you're also a guy that occasionally will drop the gloves and protect other players. We've seen the demise of the pure enforcer, but, you know, you look at the Leafs and they invite Brandon Prust to camp and they sign Matt Martin and they got a bunch of young kids that quote unquote need to be protected or at least need a guy. You know, it's funny. We had having Connor McDavid on and talking about Lucic being on his team now. And I asked him if he was going to grow an inch or two just because of that. And he started laughing and said he was.
Describe Superman.
Yeah, of course. He's going to wear a cape with an S on his chest now. Not that he didn't already have that just because of his skill level. But Wayne, as far as the, you know, what you do in terms of that side of the game. We know the you know, we know you can score, we know you can pass, we know you have a skill level, and you and your compete level is very high and you hustle. But every so often you get involved on that side of the game. Why is that? Why have you seen that as still part of your role? And I don't mean from a just a fighting standpoint, but because there's not that pure enforcer anymore, do you feel an obligation to do that?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just the way I am, the way I've been raised. I've always been, you know, kind of a protector of people around me. You know, I think for myself, you know, I like to do it a lot. Well, not a lot, but I like to do it sometimes, you know, just to let the young guys know they're comfortable. You know, guys will come in, you know, they got a tremendous skill, but they're nervous at the same time. So, you know, guys are afraid to go out there and embarrass somebody, or, you know, guys are afraid to go out there and, you know, play to their potential just because, you know, they're scared. There's some guys out there who will take shots at, you know, some of the younger guys that are, you know, taking other guys' jobs. So I think for me, it's just, you know, trying to get the best out of that player's game, or just letting them know, allowing them to, you know, work their game, let them play to the best of their ability, and knowing that, you know, that there's always somebody on your team that's going to have your back no matter what the situation is. So that's kind of the reason why I do it.
Before we let you go, are you watching any Blue Jay baseball this summer?
Oh, yeah, loving it. Loving the Jays. Huge fan of the Jays.
What do you think of this? What do you think of this division? We're talking about how tight the division is. We know that the Boston's not going anywhere. We've had a few injuries. You saw last night's game where R.A. Dickey pitched very well. It was the kind of effort you need from him. And then they didn't crush the ball, right? It wasn't small ball, but it was just, it was paper cut ball, just hit after hit after hit against a terrible team. But what do you think of the chances of the Jays this year to go all the way?
I think they got a great chance. I think you look at their team last year, and it was more like they lived and died by, you know, homers, you know, long ball. And this year you can see their team's a little bit, like you said, they're starting to play a little bit of like all-purpose baseball. So it's, you know, it's really nice to see they don't got to kill you every game with, you know, home runs. And, you know, they're an unbelievable team. They got great depth. Like, we've had a lot of injuries, like you said, throughout the year. And then you get in Melvin Upton Jr., you know, Pilar, you know, all those outfielders, Saunders, Bautista, you know, one guy goes down, there's someone else to step up in the spot. So, you know, I think we actually have a really great chance of, you know, going all the way this year.